Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." Just 2 days ago, I was introduced online to Pastor Cynthia Linder, a pastor, teacher, author, counselor, and much more. She explains in a unique way how the storyteller Luke describes the resurrection of Jesus. At the end of chapter 23 of Luke's gospel, Jesus was buried. The women who were there at the tomb returned home to prepare their spices, to complete the burial ritual according to custom. Chapter 23 of Luke's account ends with these words that it was the Sabbath and they rested. That's the end. Jesus is buried. Everyone rested. The resurrection begins in chapter 24. Pastor Cynthia compares Luke's account to the birth of a child. The birth of a child is a time of preparation and waiting. Parents pack an overnight bag, ready for that trip to the hospital. Arrangements are made for the children and pets. And when labor begins, life as usual ends. Wherever the mother is, the contractions are signals that everything is about to change. In Pastor Cynthia's words, something larger and stronger is now in charge. The birth of a baby is a roller coaster of anxiety and joy, pain and waiting. It's a time for asking serious questions. Will the baby be okay? Will the mother be okay? What is the future going to look like? And then it happens. There's new life, a baby, and there's new life for the parents and for the whole family. Life has been changed forever. Pastor Cynthia suggests that this is the way the story of the resurrection unfolds in Luke's account. And it continues in the church as Luke tells the story in his next book, which we call Acts of the Apostles. It makes sense. God has been preparing the world for new life. And like birth, life is forever changed by the resurrection. This birth, this resurrection, changed the course of human history. New life has been delivered into the world. The labor pains, suffering, and death gave way to new life. Hope is alive again. God's love is not dead as some thought. God's love shows up in the glory of the resurrection. But in the words of Pastor Cynthia, the delivery wasn't without complications. The gift of new life was received with disbelief and doubt. Later that afternoon, the day of the resurrection, two of the disciples who were resigned to the death of Jesus were walking on the road to Emmaus, and they experienced this new life in a meal of bread and wine, in a meal of resurrection hope. Pastor Cynthia suggests that today's text is the final and most forceful push in this birth, this new life. Jesus himself, those are the words of Luke, Jesus himself appears to the disciples who were gathered in Jerusalem. Jesus enters in himself and eases their fear and their doubt. He gives them his peace. Peace be with you, he says. He reveals his hands and feet. He has a meal with them to show them that he's not a ghost. He's really, truly present to them. And he opens their minds to teach them that this birth, this resurrection is God's doing. It's God's plan. And finally, Jesus commissions the disciples to be agents of this new life. They receive this new life within them, and they become agents to send that new life out into the world. And they go with a message of repentance and forgiveness of sins, bringing new life with them wherever they go. And that brings us to today, to our world, to our calling to be witnesses of resurrection hope. We believe that 2,000 years ago, God's love gave new life, new birth. We also believe that God's new life comes to us today. The risen Lord Jesus is alive now. And we are witnesses to this new life. We receive this new life for our daily living. And we receive this new life which will last for all eternity. And Jesus makes us channels of that new life. God's life flows through us as disciples of Jesus. As disciples of Jesus, today we celebrate the life of the church in the past. Rightly so. We look to our past and we see that God has always given life to God's people. But we also celebrate that life in the present. We might be troubled by the state of the church in our present day, but this is where we live. Pastor Cynthia, by the way, wrote a book about small congregations that not too long ago were bursting at the seams. Sound familiar? And this is where we live now. This, what we might call a small church, is where we live. And here is where God gives life. God continues to birth life in this place. We celebrate today what God is giving us now. Yes, we can celebrate the past, and we need to. But we must never stop celebrating God's life in the present. We believe that God is giving us new life now. And God will continue to give this life to us, to this fellowship of believers into the future. The new birth, the resurrection, started 2,000 years ago. And it continues from that moment into the present, into the now, and into the future, and into all eternity. So our calling right now is to recognize this life, to recognize the risen Lord in the community of believers. Jesus is here now. Our calling is to recognize the risen Lord in the reading of the scriptures, in the music, in the breaking of bread, in a morsel of bread and a sip of wine. We look to the world, the church, our families, our lives through resurrection eyes, through resurrection hope. For the original disciples, that new birth was a roller coaster of spiritual emotions. From fear to joy. From doubt to faith. From anxiety to wonder. And in our day, we have the same roller coaster of spiritual emotions. It is through these emotions that Jesus enters in. Jesus comes to us now. In the words of Luke, Jesus himself is here. The resurrection continues in our day, keeps happening. New life, new birth, love, joy, peace, hope. So if someone pronounces that the church is dying or the church is dead, we say no. Because we are witnesses to resurrection hope. We plan for the future of the church in our day, in this time, with determination and with persistence. We are witnesses to resurrection hope. We are witnesses to Jesus being with us now. Not only as individuals, but together as the church. If someone is immersed in pain or suffering, doubt or anxiety, we are witnesses of resurrection hope. So we pray and become ministers of healing. We support those who are hurting. If someone is homeless or hungry or lonely or lost, we are witnesses to them of resurrection hope. And so we provide shelter and we provide food with dignity and with the spirit of generosity. If someone doesn't know God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit, we are witnesses of resurrection hope, and we teach about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And we witness, not with fire and brimstone, not with judgmentalism, but we witness with gentleness, with kindness. We witness with God's love. We witness to the risen Lord by loving one another as Jesus loved us. See how they love one another goes a long way to bring believers into the fold. Fire and brimstone and judgmentalism don't do it. See how they love one another is what brings people into the fold. And if someone is dying or grieving, we're witnesses of resurrection hope. We channel God's love. We channel Christ's peace be with you. We are channels of new life. You and I, as individuals, and this congregation, and all who join with us are witnesses to resurrection hope. Let us pray. Let our resurrection hope flow through our prayers. Pray for the church. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for anyone in pain and suffering. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for those who doubt. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for those who are anxious. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for those who are homeless and hungry or lonely or lost. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for those who don't know God or Jesus or the Holy Spirit. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Pray for the grieving, the dying, and hear the voice of God speaking, receive new life. Friends in Christ, breathe deeply. Breathe deeply. And hear the voice of God. Receive new life. Receive new life. Receive new life.